Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
742 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. My name is Mike. His name is Squid Billy. Dylon back there playing the good tunes today and saluting. I like the salute better in a way. It brings a vibe. It is a high vibe Friday. I don't know what the word is, the vibes about the Falcons Commanders on Sunday. I don't really have a good word for it. I think the word might be timid, a little bit timid. I ain't scared, though. We'll see what happens. Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. Well, I see what happens at Mercedes-Benz this weekend, keeping track of everything. We're going to do our picks here in just 1 second. Ryder Cup has teed off. A lot of booze for Rory McIlroy. A lot of booze for Rory. I'm here for it. I love it. It kind of is what it is. That's what happens at the Ryder Cup, and that's one of the beauties of it, the pageantry that comes along with it. But you're off and running in the Ryder Cup. I'll be plugged into that all weekend. I'll be plugged into NFL football. Obviously, Sunday is you and I, Bo, kick off the pregame show at 11 o'clock. We'll be live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Always a fun time getting a chance to be around the fans and do different things. Right now, though, we are going to pick our picks for our Man Up Monday picks going through Friday. Do we have an intro for this, Dylon? No intro? There you go. Okay, perfect. I'm doing my best, man. Fake it till you make it over here. We do miss you, Allie Mac. All right, we do miss you. We're faking it till we make it. We got to run through our four picks. Then Dylan's going to have his wild card at the end. He's going to hit us over the head with just something random out of the blue. We both won our wild card pick last week, I believe, though, after losing the UConn game a couple of weeks ago.
4-0-0 for Mike last week. 4-0-1, I should say, for Mike last week. And 4-1 for Bo. Last week as well.
What are the overall records?
We were on a heater.
Bo is 11-3 currently. And Mike currently is, with that push he had last week, is 7-6-1.
There you go. Feeling bad. I went 0-4 week one, trying to climb out of the hole.
Bo's on a heater, but Mike is also weekly. Last week he's on a heater. So you guys both are feeling pretty good right now.
I think Mike's on a heater too, starting 0 for the first week. Yeah, that's pretty good. I
went 0-4, and then I went 2-2. Or 3-2, or whatever it was, and then 4-0. So, feeling pretty good.
Doesn't he look like Lane Kiffin a little bit?
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm just going to go English, to the picks Harris and act English. Like you just didn't do that randomly. All right, here, we'll start off. We'll go to the NFL game off the top. Let's go Eagles at Bucks. Bo, you can start this one. The Bucks are 3.5-point dogs at home down in Tampa. The over-under this one, 43.5.
Vegas knows what they're doing in this with this over-under because, 44, 37, those are the first 2 weeks of the Eagles, the total scores. And then last week, it just goes out of the world. I don't think these offenses are as good as these defense. Take the under of 43.5.
Okay, I see what you're doing there. I'm going to go back to it. I still think Tampa, a flawed football team in some ways. I love Baker Mayfield. I love this line at 3.5, though, because here's how I see it playing out. The Eagles get a fourth quarter touchdown. They're up by 4. If it was a score where Baker could get in field goal range and change things, then I would be well more likely to take Tampa. But the Eagles are up by four. Baker's got to go for a touchdown. He can't get it done at the end of the game. Eagles win by four or more. I'll take the Eagles minus the 3.5 points on the road. The next NFL game we're going to get to, Ravens at Chiefs. Couple of 1-2 football teams that are both trying to climb their way out of this far-fetched notion that they can make a Super Bowl run at this point. Chiefs are actually 2.5-point dogs at home. Ravens favored by 2.5 on the road, over under 48.5. I'll start this one. I'm a massive believer in the Baltimore Ravens. I know they have flaws. I know you don't expect them to have flaws defensively. This is a team that does have Super Bowl aspirations. And while the Chiefs always do, I think the Chiefs are just a little more comfortable at 1-2. They have their Super Bowl rings. They have everything else. I know they're a good team, but they have much bigger flaws to me than Baltimore does. I think Baltimore gets it done. I'm going to take Baltimore minus the 2.5, even though they're playing in Arrowhead.
The Ravens have given up 30 or more twice. The only time they didn't give up 30 or more, they played the Browns. And it's the Browns. That lead, anytime they play an offense or a quarterback that's in his prime with a pulse, they get just their defense has been horrific so far. The over is 48.5. Take the over. Both these teams, this game will definitely have 50 points scored in it. Take the over.
All right, let's go on to college football. We'll try to run through these. We have to hit Fair Foul Friday here in just 1 second. Oregon at Penn State. Bob, I'll let you lead this one off. Oregon at Penn State. Penn State at home, 3.5-point favorites.
No feel whatsoever, but I'll take the over at 52.5 because the last time these two teams played in the Big Ten championship game, it's extremely high scoring.
Yeah, I love it. You're leaning into the over-unders in this one.
That's all I'm doing this week.
I actually like the way that you did that. Here's my thing. Oregon is going to be a road dog until James Franklin proves me that he can consistently. I know he got it monkey off his back a little bit. Drew Aller, though, and even when they did win big games, Drew Aller's, 6 of 17 a year ago in top 10 matchup. Give me Oregon in this game plus the 3.5 points. I'll take that all day. Oregon plus the 3.5. And then finally, we got to pick Alabama, Georgia. Bo, I'll take this loss cleanly on my record. You know I'm not picking Georgia in this game. You know I'm not. My heart can't let me do it. I do think they're a good football team. Am I confident that Bama's going to win? No. But give me the 3 points or whatever it is, whatever line you're showing that Bama's going to get it done. I don't care. I'll take the loss on my record if that's what it comes down to, Dylan, but it just is what it is.
You think about Georgia, you think about Alabama. What do you think about, Mike? Defense. However, only once since Kirby Smart has been there that the total has been under 50, and that was the very first time that national championship game.
Yep.
Then it's 35-28, 41-24, 41-24, 33-18. That one might have been that was 51. 27-24 and 41-34. Take the over. 53.5. Take it. So These are always high scoring games.
I took all road teams right there. You took all over unders. Dylan, what do you got for the wild card?
We're going to go from Athens, Georgia to Athens, Ohio. Bowling Green at Ohio.
God almighty,
the line is Ohio minus 8.5. The over under is 50.5. Fellas, good luck. Bowling Green at Ohio. Line is Ohio
minus 8.5. It sounds like a big game.
Over-under is 50.5.
Give me the home team minus the points. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Give me the home team minus the points. It is what it is. What a random one. Good for you.
Rando pick of the
week. Good for you.
Ohio has the better offensive players.
I'm
going to
make you go first. You keep Googling.
I know, bro.
Apparently in this game. I don't know. Bowling Green I don't know.
Nobody believes you.
You know what? I'm taking Bowling Green. I'm going to take Bowling Green in the 8.5. That's a huge spread.
All right. A reminder, it's a huge weekend in Athens with Georgia getting set to host Alabama on Saturday. And Sports Radio 92.9, the game is going to be in the middle of all the action. Join us today from 2 to 6 for a special edition of Dukes and Bell from Grindhouse Killer Burgers on Lumpkin Street. Be locking in for Saturday's big game, along with getting the weekend started a little bit early. That's Dukes and Bell today from 2 to 6 at Grindhouse Killer Burgers on Lumpkin Street in Athens on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And as a reminder, Fair Foul Friday brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I guess I'll go and take the kids without my wife this weekend because it's her birthday, and she was like, I'm going to hang out with my friends. And I was like, fine, I am too. They're 3 and 5 years old, and we're going to watch the Bama game together. Go ahead, Dylan.
Fair or foul, fellas, Gunnar Stockton more likely to be a Heisman finalist over Haynes King, even if both Georgia and Georgia Tech make the playoffs. Bo, we'll start with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think it's fair because of the profile. Although, if Georgia Tech makes the playoff, Haynes King, that means they have to have a Heisman-worthy player based on kind of what that is. Actually, I'm going to talk myself out of it. Foul.
I was going to say.
I just talked myself out of it. Foul. Foul. You know what? I talked myself out of it. Foul.
I'm gonna go foul, too. I think that when we talk about the straw that stirs the drink is Haynes King. If they get 10 wins and they go to the playoff, he is going to be the centerpiece. I don't know that Gunnar Stockton is going to be known as the centerpiece if that happens. I think that Nate Frazier, that wide receiver core, like you said, Georgia's always known as having a big defense. I think Haynes King will get more credit if they go to the playoffs than Georgia will. So I'll stick with Haynes King on that one.
Next one, fair or foul? Not one, but two wide receivers will catch touchdowns versus the Commanders on Sunday for the Falcons. We all have heard the stat by now. Falcons, wide receivers, and tight ends both yet to record a touchdown catch this
season. I'm going to go foul on that one, and I'm going to say that, okay, maybe there's two receiving touchdowns. Maybe Drake gets one, but maybe Bijan or Kyle Pitts get the other one. And well, I do think this has got to be a heavy running weekend for this team. I think that Bijan on the ground maybe scores a touchdown, or Algier, whoever it may be.
I think that they have to be better passing inside their red area. We've obviously talked about it. I count Kyle Pitts as a receiver. If you can include him in the no tight ends or receivers have had a receiving touchdown, then he needs to be included in this question to me. So for that, I am counting Kyle Pitts as a receiver. So, yes, it's fair. I say fair.
All right.
You just threw a curveball at me. I'm like, wait a minute. How do I feel about this? I don't even know. Dylan, just go back to fair foul.
We're going back to Georgia, Alabama and fair foul. Kalen DeBoer beating Kirby Smart. Fair foul. Kalen DeBoer beating Kirby Smart would be a bigger deal than Kirby Smart beating Kalen DeBoer on Saturday.
That's a really good question.
Is it me? It's fair. It's fair because Kalen DeBoer is – his job is in more doubt than Kirby's is. And I think, look – Kirby right now is judged by national titles, not wins in the regular season. Now, I know that you've got to get there, and I understand that. But at the end of the year, it's going to be more important for Kirby's career and legacy if he wins another national title or at least makes a college football playoff title game or deep in the playoff run, right?
Yeah.
Than it is if he beat Kalen DeBoer on a Saturday in September.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you think that Georgia fans would rather win this game or the SEC championship? Because I think if you don't play in the SEC Championship and you go to the college football playoff, you could still win the national title.
I think
that's not the question.
I think if the end of the year result was the same, they'd probably rather beat Alabama in the regular season.
That's interesting.
But you know, I don't know because they're Georgia fans, right or wrong, have gotten in this mindset where SEC titles don't matter, national titles do. And I'm gonna tell you something. It's hard for me to argue that.
Yeah, I agree.
They have two national titles and one SEC title.
I'm on board with what you said, though. I think it's fair that Kalen DeBoer winning would be a bigger deal.
All right, I got like three more I want to get to, so we'll go rapido here.
Let's go.
Let's get to the one we teased. Nate Frazier, fair foul. Nate Frazier will have more rush yards this weekend than Bijan Robinson. Mike, we'll start with you.
I'm going to say fair. I don't really trust Bama's defensive front. I know they got Tim Keenan back. Bijan, I hope, splits carries with Tyler Allgeier a little bit more than we saw last weekend. I'm going to say Nate Frazier ends up with like 60-70, Bijan at 50-60. That's where I'm at.
It's foul. But Nate Frazier will have more fumbles than Bijan Robinson this weekend.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
The top. You're making a lot of friends out there right now.
Fair foul.
The way it goes. He fumbles a lot.
Micah Parsons going back to Jerry World this weekend. Fair foul. Micah Parsons gets 2 sacks.
Very fair. Very fair. I absolutely think it's fair. He also still has the box there. Did you see that? They wouldn't refund him his box, so he still has a box.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He still has a box at AT&T Stadium. He's going to show out. He can say all he wants to. He's going to show out. He's out for blood.
It's a luxury box suite. Yes, fair.
All right, last one. Let's go to the NFC South real quick, talk about the Bucs. Mike Evans, we know, potentially out 3 to 4 weeks for this sake. Let's say he misses the next 4 weeks. The Bucs' next 4 games, Eagles, Seahawks, 49ers, Lions. If Mike Evans misses the next 4 weeks, the Bucs could possibly go, fair foul, the Bucs will go 0-4 over the next 4 weeks.
That's foul. They'll go 2-2, though.
You would have had me at 1-3.
Okay.
Look, I'm not saying they're lucky. They've won a lot of tight games, and it's by the skin of their little chinny-chin-chin.
Yeah.
Or the hair of the little chinny-chin-chin, I guess. Skin of their teeth, kind of can, you know, mix those.
Yeah.
I just think those four teams are all too good for them to continue to do that, because the teams they have beat like that are 0-3, 0-3, and 1-2.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to do a little bit of wake-up call. More Falcons Commanders conversation. We've also talked a lot today about Dan Orlovsky. Who's your favorite person that you like to listen to break down football? Also, we'll take your Washington Commanders and Atlanta Falcons predictions and your Bama-Georgia predictions. Whatever else you want to talk about, man, hit us up at the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Morning Shift, be right back on the other side. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.